So let's go to John 15, verse 1 to 7. I'll read just to get our minds ready for the discussion. In verse 1, Jesus says, "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. He prunes the branches that do not bear fruit, so they produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I've given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch does not produce fruits if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask anything you want and it will be granted." Amen. So that's just a reminder from last week in terms of what is the core scripture we're going through this morning. And this morning, Happy Women's Day. And when Duncan asked me to preach, I could not. All I could think of was, was looking to examples of women that abide. So the theme for this morning is women that abide in Christ. And we're looking at three women this morning as an example. We're looking at Hannah in 1 Samuel. We're looking at Ruth in the book of Ruth and Dorcas. And the main point this morning is, and you can see it very clearly in John 15, is that when we look at these examples, these amazing women that learn to abide in Christ, and we can see so much from their example. They learned to remain in the vine. They learned to remain faithful in suffering. All these women went through suffering and hard times, but remained faithful, even before Christ came. They remained fruitful. We're called to bear fruit. It's not the first thing we do, but we are called to bear fruit and be an example for those around us. So you guys are going to use your handouts, and we're going to break out to groups of three or four. And I also, my encouragement is to have at least one woman in your group so you can learn and listen to the women that are in the group, if that makes sense. So we can learn, okay. Hannah was an example for us that abided to Christ. Ruth was an example, and Dorcas. And the women that are here are amazing examples. If you ever have a conversation with them, they're amazing, beautiful examples of who Christ is. And yes, men are image bearers, but I think women are amazing when it comes to that. We are all image bearers. That's just amazing. So at this time, my wife's going to share a few thoughts on these three women and her wrestle with the scriptures.
Happy Women's Day. It's a beautiful day. It's getting a bit warmer. This morning, I'm very humbled in addressing all of you. Because this topic of abiding in Christ is personally very challenging for me. After our miscarriage nearly 3 months ago, I've never felt my faith challenged as much as I have in the past few weeks. It's been a difficult season with a lot of questions and heartache. But I look at Hannah and Ruth and Dorcas, and I get great encouragement to remain in the vine. They were ordinary women, women with desires that consumed them, women with great grief, great friendships, women who served behind the scenes. Seemingly unimportant women who made an extraordinary impact in their families, in their friendships, and in their communities because they remained in the vine. Hannah approached God in great anguish and grief, and you'll see that when you read it. And she laid her heart's desire before her Lord. In this season I find myself in, I've learned that it doesn't matter how you approach God, as long as you keep going back to Him. I can bring my anger, my pain, my disappointment and heartache to Him. He is not incapable of dealing with these feelings. In fact, He's the only one who can give me healing for them.
Yeah.
A verse that has helped me a lot during this season is John 6, verse 67 to 69, where Jesus lost a lot of His followers because of a hard teaching that He was giving. And He turns to His 12 disciples and He asks, "You do not want to leave me too, do you?" And Simon Peter answered Him. He said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that You are the Holy One of God." We see the same attitude in Ruth. Even though Ruth faced her own grief and an uncertain future, she refused to leave Naomi and go back to her own people and her own gods. Why? Because Ruth has tasted and seen the one true God, and she couldn't let Him go. So yes, I faced great heartache and even an uncertain future, pain that I can easily blame God for. But I asked myself, to whom shall I go? There is no other sanctuary for me. I've seen and tasted the one true God, and I cannot help but remain in Him. Dorcas, not as well-known woman in the Bible, but she was an ordinary woman who used her talents to support those who were poor and grieving. Because she remained in the vine, she bore much fruit for the kingdom.
Yeah.
By doing the smallest acts of love and kindness. What amazing things can women accomplish when they've got the Spirit working through them? My hope for all of you today is that you will be encouraged by these ordinary women and that you will follow their example and remain in the vine, because He's the one that sustains us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, love. There's so much there, and if you could be pondering on the woman that abide, I had to cut down that list of women because there's so many women that have done that. There's Esther. I had to cut that one out. But Hannah and Ruth and Dorcas are such a good examples of women that abide for us as men as well, like holding on to Christ, just to learn to hold on and abide in Christ. And there are men that do that, but I think just want to emphasize this morning the women that abide. And just want to emphasize a point. I think you might see it as well. From their decisions that they made to abide in Christ, there was so much fruit from that. From Hannah, her prayer and persistence led Samuel, or brought about Samuel. And without Samuel, there wouldn't be a Saul, there wouldn't be a King David. And just all those choices were so impactful of her choice to be close to God, to be connected to her King. And even though she prayed for Samuel, she left him in the temple, which is like, okay, the thing she prayed for, she left in the temple and to bring glory back to God. And she kept going back to the temple again and again and connecting with God. She didn't stop because she got what she wanted. I think often we want to go and say, okay, you gave me what we want, let me go off and do my own thing. I think that's for us as a lifelong connection to abide in Christ. We need to learn to abide in Christ in that way, not to get the things that we want. And then Elo's been sharing so much that, okay, we don't go for the thing Jesus gives us, but He is the thing we need. And I think we're going to keep saying it again so we can get it in our hearts. Jesus is the thing we really need in the day. And then we look at Ruth, the pain and heartache she went through. Her choice, again, her line, and the choices she made led to David again. So her choice is leading to David. And all the heartache and hard times led to something good.
left to the fruit. And obviously, after Ruth, there's Jesus. After David, there's Jesus. If Ruth didn't make those hard decisions, Jesus wouldn't be. God worked through these women, I guess, but obviously it's just amazing to see how God uses women in the Bible. And then Dorcas. Dorcas, as you guys read the scriptures, I think just a beautiful example of the, you just see the heartache the people around her had because she died. She literally died. And God was like, you're not going to stay dead. Peter, or Christ, used Peter to raise Dorcas again. And then from her being brought to life again, there was many fruit of those who came to believe, which is so amazing. But she didn't do anything amazing. All she did was ordinary acts of love. Knitting, and I think it explains, like knitting clothes for people, loving. That's something we can all do. I can't do, but but it's the only thing that she was gifted in. What was her gift? She used her gifts, if that makes sense. So hope that frames us, gets us ready to have a discussion. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to break out to groups of three. And then I think 30 minutes to 40 minutes, if that's okay. And then we're going to come back for communion and ponder on the cross. Is that all good? Any questions? Are we clear with the instruction? Cool. So we break out in groups of three. Please have one woman in your group at least, please. Just to hear another perspective. I think it's quite easy, but, and again, we need more men that abide as well, but amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Jesus, help us to learn from you this morning as we dive into scriptures. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for these examples of women that abide. Help us as we ponder these scriptures, as we wrestle with the scriptures, just to really grow in abiding in you, abiding in the vine, that we can bear fruits and go through sufferings when it's hard, Lord, that you help us in that space. I pray for discussions, that they're fruitful, that they're stirring us on to grow closer to you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 19, verse 25 to 27. Standing near the cross where Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene, when Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, Dear woman, here is your son. And he said to this disciple, here is your mother. From then on, this disciple took her into his home. I think just this week as I was pondering the cross, I just imagined the mother of Jesus, Mary, holding on to the cross. Even though her own son was being crucified, whipped, having nails put into his hands and feet, she was there the whole time. I think just her example of abiding. And even when Jesus was there, she continued to abide afterwards, and she did not leave. And she looked after John. And I think just that example of Mary, as we look at the cross, as we look at the bread, Jesus' body was broken for us. And because of faithful women, we have a covenant. And obviously God uses faithful women to bring about the covenant of Jesus, that in his blood we have a new covenant. We can have not just the cross, but resurrection life in through Jesus. And just amazing how Mary abided, Hannah abided, Ruth abided, Dorcas abided. Let us abide this week as we learn how to bear fruit, hold on to the vine, remain in the vine. As we come to communion, you can take your time. We'll be in silence for a bit. Take the bread and the wine. I just want to share that this morning as we wrap up.